Blog Talk Radio.
In hour 7 of the citywide blackout. Now remember, y'all, take it easy and take it slow. Cops, rescue workers, and local volunteers are helping out folks to keep their cool. Because it's a hot one out there, y'all. And officials are saying that this one could last all through the night.
I'm coming, man. Man, my bad, y'all. Run.
What's up with the music, bro? Yeah, what's up with the music?
You gonna dance with Flashlight?
Oh, man, it's coming, man. It's coming, man.
Yeah, I got it.
What's up with the music? It's...
and my partner in crime, Miss Jenna, in the ATL, we're just going to do it up because tonight is Monday. That's all I can say. Tonight is Monday. We got a great guest in the house. But first and foremost, let me get the formalities out the way. So I want to welcome everybody, whether you're from Facebook, Blogger, Tumblr, Tag, Twitter, wherever you may be tuned into us from, all our United States listeners and callers and chat boarders, all our international callers and chat boarders, we appreciate you tuning into our show. And also, since I have been airing on Facebook Live for the past month or so, I want to welcome all my Facebook Live people. So welcome to Ladies Tell All tonight, folks. It's Monday night, and we got to get y'all all started right because it's May. And the weather is going to start getting hot and nice, and we're going to be trying to go to all-white parties and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just putting it out there. But anyway, let me see if my partner's in the house. Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, are you in the house, girlfriend?
Yo, Miss Cassie, I'm in here. What's going on with you tonight?
She look, y'all heard her. She lied. She ready to go. She like Memorex. She ready to go. Hey, Miss Jenna, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing great, Miss Cassie. How you doing this evening?
Girl, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing good. Hey, how was your weekend, Miss Jenna? Because, you know, you was quiet. I didn't hear from you this weekend, so I figured, you know, Miss Jenna doing her thing. So what's up?
You know, I had a great relaxing weekend.
Okay. So I hope everybody else's weekend was as relaxing and chilling out as Miss Jenna's was, okay? But let me just let you know. This weekend past was nothing but rain here. It rained and all that wonderful stuff, and I just took care of my work and stayed on my grind and did what I need to do. But that's okay, because guess what, folks? Guess what? Now, if anybody's been following me and probably some of my Facebook Live broadcasts, I have been on bed rest for a couple of weeks because I had a bladder and kidney infection. Well, it's always hard to go back and start back or go back to your workout routine. And with me, I had started doing the plank. So I was actually on day 9 challenge. And so doctor said, nah, you go, you know, get in the bed. No plank challenge, none of that, okay? So I had to be bed rest for a minute and take all my antibiotics and all that good stuff. Now, this weekend, I finally got a good walk-in. Matter of fact, twice, really good walk-in. And then today was my first full day that I had a full-blown workout with my trainer. Like, I normally did everything. We just sort of slowed it down a little bit, but it was good. And so this morning I decided, when I came in, that I would start my plank challenge back up. Now, when I left, it was day 9. So I didn't start all over because that would just blew my whole house. So I was like, I ain't starting all over. I'm going to start from where I left off at. So I started off with the stability ball. Okay. That's, you know, hey, I hadn't did it in a while. Boom. Did the stability ball. But then I did it on Facebook Live this morning, and then something said, go to Periscope. And I went back to the floor, and bam, I did it. So I gotta give it to my girl, Candace Camille, because tonight, folks, we have the well-ologist in the house, okay? So if any of you out there, men or women, if you need to know about how to get your butt lift it up. I don't care what it is. Any type of exercises, health smoothies, amazing health dishes that she does, okay? She also has a wellness spa, okay? Anything that you think you might need to know, like she always said, you got a minute, ask Camille. Yes, you can ask her tonight. So I'm going to give you the number, and then we're going to bring her in. The number to dial tonight for questions is 805-727-7101, and press 1 to get into the caller queue so we can recognize you. That number again to dial is 805 727-7101. So you can get into the call queue, press that 1. And for others who are listening to us, or if you don't have Facebook Live and you're not on my page and not following me, that's the same number you can dial to listen into the show. Or if you want to go online and get into the chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all and jump in the chat room and listen to us by audio. It's up to you. So with that being said, Miss Jenna, can we check and see if our girl, Miss Candace Camille, the wellologist, is in the studio?
Let's check and see.
Just gotta check.
There she goes.
Gotta see it. Is she in?
Hello, I am in. Hey, Cassie. Hey, Jenna. How are you tonight?
Hey, how are you? Long time no see.
How about that? I am absolutely amazing. I have absolutely no complaints whatsoever.
Oh, man, it is so good to hear your voice. And Candace, let me tell you something. When you started the plank challenge, I was like, oh, wait a minute now. I ain't did this in a minute. But I said, I need to do it. So I started doing it. I was so glad that you, you know, actually put that on Facebook. What made you, before you tell us about you, you got to tell us what made you decide to think of that and to bring that type of group on Facebook.
Well, you know what it is that, you know, as a personal trainer, I listen to my clients religiously. And what I tried to do was just pretty much take all the excuses off the table where it really didn't affect your life. So the three main excuses that we have for not moving is basically, you know, it's time. We just don't have time to do it. I don't have the money, you know, to hire a trainer to do it. And for, you know, black women, it's I don't want to sweat my hair out. For our other counterparts of women, it's like I don't want to sweat at all. I don't want sweat dripping down my back. So I was trying to come up with something where I can take those three main excuses off the table. So because we're always looking for convenience, we want it right now, want it fast, I said, you know what, let me see what I can come up with that you can get the biggest bang for your buck and the less time to do it in and still contour your body and get it tight with doing this. So, of course, the planks, I'm a runner. So every time I run, when I come back, I always did a plank for years. You know, I would do a 1 or 2 minute plank after I run each time I run. And I was like, you know what, this is the one exercise, the very one exercise that you can do that incorporates so many muscles in the body, and you don't have to do a lot of movement. You just have to be still for 1 minute, and you can start the turn of your wellness journey. So I threw it out there. I asked people to run with me. They said no. So when I threw out the plank talk challenge, it was like, we're not running. You're just crazy. So I threw out the plank talk challenge, invited some of my friends, asked my friends to invite their friends. All you had to do was get down an elbow plank or full plank, and I'll explain those later. And you just had to get down for 1 minute and talk about something. And the talking basically was to just take your mind off of it. And so we can become this big group around the world, because that's what I envision, that let's just inspire somebody and make a video out of it and put it up. So I challenged myself to do it for a year. I like, folks was like, okay, she's crazy. So I was like, so let me see what all the challenges is about. So I said, 30 days. Give me 30 days, because I was thinking 21 days creates a habit. So if you can do this thing for 21 days every single day, because the only way to change is to change what you do daily. So if you can do this thing daily for 21 days, so I picked up 30, that this is something that you possibly can do for the rest of your life. I did not expect it to go viral. I did not expect it to go around the world. You know, I get videos from Vietnam, like from all over the place right now. So it
wow.
is catching fire. So it's all over the place. My hope for it to get global, and we have us a plank talk day where we're planking around the world at the same time. So I absolutely love it because it's the one thing you can do. If I did the research on it, if you can do the plank for 1 to 5 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
you are touching just about every muscle in your body.
And I believe that because not today now, I'm going to tell you, Candace, you knew I had the infection, so I was off, you know, had to quit for a minute. But today I was sort of like sort of shaky. So when I talked to my trainer, he was like, well, no, go do it, but do it before you get on the Total Gym today because that's like my last mm-hmm. regimen that I do after I'm finished with it. And so mm-hmm. he says, start with the stability ball. That's what you want to do, go back to the stability ball. I said, I'm sort of scared, so maybe that might be the route that I need to go. Start back slowly and, you know, whatever. He said, now, if you feel as though you can go back to where you left off at, then do it. So
slowly.
I got on the stability ball this morning, put it on Facebook Live, and I was like, and I stayed past my time. I think I did. I was like, oh, all right, see, almost 4 minutes. Okay. But I still had my body leveled all the way, you know, through. So
mm-hmm.
then I decided I'm going on Periscope. Let me hit my Periscope folk up. So I went on Periscope, and I just decided, you know, it's all or nothing. I'm going to do it, go back to doing a full plank.
I saw
right
you.
Up. Yeah, so I felt the shake.
And you have to listen to your body. You definitely have to listen to your body when you do it. And the shaking is because you're using all the muscles in your body. But as I watch you, Cassie, I just want to tell you to pull your arms back a little bit. There should be no
okay.
slant because that brings too much pressure on your shoulder. So your wrist,
okay.
your elbow, and your shoulder should always be lined up. So you shouldn't be slanted or look like a triangle. You should bring it right up underneath your body in this way because one of the things about it, form is everything. I'd rather
exactly.
for you to do it for 5 or 10 seconds in good form instead of trying
mm-hmm.
to get to that minute because, you know, you don't want your body to remember the wrong way. You want it to remember the right way. So even if
right.
you cannot hold your body weight like that, form is everything. So practice on moving your hands back a little bit, and I say
and
that
I
to everybody.
I did
if
that
you're going
today a little
if,
bit because I was used to doing that like out, and then something just
yes.
said pull back a little bit. So when I pulled back, I felt everything, but it took sort of the weight off of my shoulders and my wrist when I did it.
Absolutely. So that's what that
I'm
does.
I'm gonna continue to do it. So, yeah, I was like, I did it. And then I did it, like, past my minute. Which
well,
was so good.
Well, you do it for as long as you can.
Yeah. Well, I figured, let me just start slow. And then I know what happens is you start building up. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You start building up, and, you know, your level just comes up. So,
and, you know,
I
people
like,
ask, you know, does it get easier? I was like, the plank does not get easier, but you
uh-uh.
will get stronger.
Well, you'll definitely
you will
feel,
get stronger.
You will definitely feel and see a difference, especially in your midsection, because that midsection is really you. I might pull it all kinds of stuff in.
Oh, yes. Well, listen now. Let's not forget the butt, because folks ask me why I do it. I do it for the butt. You get a nice-looking tour of your whole body with it.
Yes.
It just changes your whole shape. And this one is saying if you continue to keep it up, you will see such a difference beyond your core, because it
mm-hmm.
will give you a six-pack. It will not. It will
no.
not. So I just want to be very, very clear that by doing the plank talk challenge every day, your planking every day will not give you a six pack, but it will start you on to your six pack. It really would, because
right.
that's when you start talking about your food, because that's how you get a six pack, is by what you eat. But the Plank Talk Challenge will set your strength up to start it. So if you start to change the way that you eat, you're well on your way to your six-pack. But that is something truly that you have to work at. But it will make you stronger. It will start to take the inflammation down in your midsection area. And that's all nine quadrants. So all the way around from your front of your stomach all the way around to your back. Because if you look at a picture of what the plank do, it brings in your lateral muscles as well. So the obliques is what we call them. So you can see it. So it starts to shape all of that. Mm-hmm. And you get what, you know, for us trainers, we're always looking to get the V formation. You know, like the upside down triangle. So that is what we're looking for. But it was created to bring about change in 1 minute. And, you know, me, you got a minute because it only takes one to feel amazing. And what that is, it only takes 1 minute to make a decision to change your life.
See, and I like that because, like, when I see it, I'm like, okay, well, she's already done got some days in. So, and I was like, she already done got some days in. Let me just go ahead and start me. And I just said, I'm going to do it for 90 days. Like, once I commit
very
to
good.
Something, I will do it, you know, unless
okay,
I have
so
no
Kathy.
Choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy, here's the deal about your 90 days, because you know you got to start over. I ain't trying to bust your bubble, but let
Please
me just give you a scenario. I ain't trying to bust your bubble, but let me give you a scenario of it, and then you decide. Let's just say you go run a marathon. You ran a marathon last Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know a marathon is 26.2 miles, correct? Right?
Yeah.
So let's just say this Saturday you do 13, right? You didn't get the whole 26, you only did 13 miles, right?
Exactly, right.
So now next Saturday you get ready to go back. So you know you got to start at mile one. You can't take your 13 miles from 2 weeks ago and add it in to this marathon.
Very true. This is so true. But, you know, I was debating today. I was debating because my trainer said it's up to you. But I think his main thing was whether I started from the stability ball or if I could go back to doing the four plank after being on bed rest for a couple of weeks.
Well, you know
it's
day one, though, right?
Day one, I started with the stability ball because I had not did the plank in about 4 years. So I hadn't did it in a long time.
You can't go back, right?
No.
Right, so today is day one of your 90.
Okay, I can do that. That I can do. Now, being that you don't bust it my bubble, y'all. Here's the thing. I used to be a certified trainer, but trainers don't always do the best thing for themselves, and I ain't did that in a while. So I have to pick up the phone and call people like Kathy and say, hey, I'm right here. What can I use for this? Okay,
yes.
Now she's doing this. So, yeah, okay. So today was my day one instead of my day 10 because she just blew it all over. blew it out the water on me. Okay, so tomorrow will be day two. Okay.
Day two. You know, this is amazing. Now, I'm on day 138.
See, that's madness to me because...
Because this is like the 138th day of the year. So after we finish the show, I will get down and do my plank. And again, it is something I see such a difference. Not only does it do something for your body, but it does
right.
something for your mind. And that's what
exactly.
this is all about. It in order to do this thing, you have to work at it. You have to be accountable. And that's one of the things about videoing yourself or going live or going on Periscope to get this thing done. It holds you accountable and also to inspire someone else. So, you know,
exactly.
I'm asked often, you know, how long are you going to do this? As long as I see a video up, I owe it to the people that doing it. I don't know who's watching these videos. I don't know who I am inspiring it. I just simply say I will continue to be that long stick of dynamite. Inspiration, and until you can explode. So whatever you motivate yourself into an explosion, I will continue to be that ignition for you. Just go and get it done, because simply because there's so much power in movement and change in the body and change in the mind. The correlation between your mind, body, and your soul fire is amazing. So when you make that connection through movement, it's like it's on and popping. You just feel absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you do. After maybe the fourth day, I was like, okay. Because I didn't really want to keep staying on the ball. But sometimes you have to, if you hadn't, like I said, I hadn't did it in 4 years. And so I was actually surprised when I came off the ball, you know, and went ahead and did it, because I was also doing the push-ups. But then when I started doing the push-ups, I didn't do full-out push-ups because I said, okay, well, I'm not ready to do full-out push-ups yet, so just let me do them, as we call it, the girly push-ups, so to speak.
No. Let's just clear that up. There is no such thing as girly push-ups. Let's just be clear. They are called modified push-ups.
Well, yeah, they are called
There's
that.
There's no such thing as girly push-ups. Because listen,
I
trained some men that couldn't do a push-up and had to do the modified one.
But you know that's what they call. I used to teach pump it up classes where we use the bars and the weights and stuff. And it was so funny because I had to get certified. I had to do like two or three certifications for that class. And there were guys that would come into my class, and because they felt as though they knew how to lift weights, and they thought these weights were like, oh, this little bitty bar and these little bitty weights, oh, this is nothing. I got this class. When I had to show them, no, you can't do it that way. That's not how you're supposed to lift it. You're supposed to do it this way. They were like, oh, this is hard. Oh, you thought it was going to be easy. So they were used to going into the gym and just, you know, thought, no, you can't. You got to do this correctly, and your form must be correctly in order for you to do it correctly so you can get the benefits out of it. And then plus I had them doing the squats with the bars and stuff, and so they were hitting some muscles that they had not hit, and they thought they were hitting them. Okay. So
yeah, it's definitely a difference.
Yeah. It's
definitely a difference. But one of the things, you know, we're talking about exercises, and, you know, both of us are trainers, that I tell my clients often that, especially for sake of timing, you know, that, you know, again, when I developed the Plank Talk Challenge, it was like, I'm not asking you for 60 minutes a day. I'm not asking you for 30. I'm asking you for 1 minute so you can do this. But when you start to pick it up and do things different, there are three exercises that you should do daily. And planking, of course, is one of them. Squatting is another. And push-ups is the other. So if you can do each of those things for 1 minute each a day and then throw a little cardio in it, you are done. So basically you're talking about a good 20 minutes, you know, because you should be at least doing cardio so you can change the rate of your heart, you know, to sort to make a difference in your body. And also, and do those three exercises, you know, because you already have your weight training in it, so you're getting resistance training by doing the planky alone. Because if you can, all of us, you know, if you can lift your body weight up and hold it up for a minute or two, not to mention five, and actually what, the world record right now that was broken the other day is for planking is 8 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, my God.
Yes, eight hours. You know, because I call myself, I'm going to break me a world record, so I'm going to look it up. So when I looked it up, it was 5 hours and 15 minutes. As of today, it is 8 hours and 1 minute that someone held elbow plank for.
That is incredible.
Incredible.
That is,
and
like,
I thought I was, girl, eight, that's a job. 8 hours.
Can you imagine? I mean, did he sleep?
But you know, you don't sleep. You went to work for 8 hours. It's like you going to work and he plank. If we worked from 9 to 5, he planked from 9 to 5 plus 1 minute.
Wow. But now this is what I want to ask you. Now, when you were saying doing squats, now, not only me, but there's other people, and I think especially me, I think a long time ago when I injured my knee, I had to sort of compensate and just do something different. What are the best way to get some type of squat or quad workout in when you have some bad knees?
Well, bad knees, meaning because a lot of the times when you have bad knees, you just can't squat all the way down. And 9 times out of 10, you're pushing your knee in front of your toe. So when you're squatting, your knee should never extend your toe. You should always be pushing your glutes back. So a lot of times we think we need to squat all the way down. You don't. It's more of a pumping action with your midsection and your hip area. It's a matter of pushing it back and pulling it forward, pushing it back and pulling it forward. If you can sit down in a chair with bad knees, that's as far as you go. So you can practice even with the chair. Sit down in the chair and get up. So use the chair. You sit in the chair and you get up. But one of the things about lifting up your tush, lifting up your butt, getting a little apple butt or wherever you do it, wherever you want to call it, is by squeezing your booty cheeks as you get up, because that's going to help your lift. So when you sit back, so with bad knees, instead of leaning forward, you want to make sure your torso is straight and just push your butt back. So even if you can only go 1 centimeter, you push it back, you move it forward. You push it back, you move it forward. So it's a pumping action just by pushing your rear end back. So holding your stomach in, of course, pushing back, and then pulling forward. So it's like a little pump action. So you're just pumping your butt back and forth. You don't have to go low.
Right. And you know what? I had tried to tell some people that you don't really have to go all the way down. I've always had to do modified a little bit because, you know, me just having one bad knee, you know. Sometimes that knee gives me issues. So I have to do something a little different in order to get my workout in. And when I got turned on to the Total Gym and got to traveling, going from one event to the next event, and, you know, when you go on these tours, you're gone for like a month or two. So my Total Gym traveled with me, okay?
Wow.
And there was a piece that came with it, like the it has like a Pilates piece to it. And so I would use that Pilates piece for my thighs. And what I liked about it, actually stretched them out. Because what I noticed for me is that if I'm not stretched well, my body can sometimes tend to feel stiff a little bit. And sometimes that ain't no good feeling. That sort of hurt. I don't like that.
Well, you know, as we get older, flexibility is it. So you want to make sure when you're doing these things, you're stretching. But another way to do a squat is on the wall. You can do a wall squat. So you can use the wall to help you squat and get back up. You know, so it's, or either you could, same thing when you talk about the stability ball. You can put the stability ball up against the wall, put your back on a stability ball, and squat. So there's it same way. So you just go down as low as you can because you don't want to feel any pain in your knees. So you actually really have to listen to your body. So, and that's one of the biggest things you can do as it relates to a trainer is get yourself a trainer so they can help you get modified. So when you're home doing these things, you know, by yourself, you know exactly what to do without hurting yourself, because a lot of the time we don't know what to do. We hurt ourselves, so we won't go back to it.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's definitely where a coach and a trainer comes in to make. I'm here for two reasons only: to make sure your form is absolutely correct and to motivate you to do more than you would do on your own.
Now, and here's the thing. I want you to actually introduce yourself because, if you all don't know, everybody in DMV know who Candace is, okay? We know who she is. That that butt and gut and butt stuff. I have not been to one of her classes because technically I'm just scared to go because I will be just laying
Don't be scared. You can plank. You can take the guts and butts class. But anyway, I am the wellologist, you know, and my name is Candace Camille. I am creator of the Plank Talk Challenge. I also am CEO of Pure Naphoria Bed and Breakfast. It's a wellness space, you know, where I actually operate as the chief wellologist there. And what we do there on most days is we help you look good in your clothes. We help you look good out of your clothes. We help you feel good and think clearly because you know you cannot get your body tight unless you have your mind right.
That's right.
So that's what we work on. So I cover the scope of my whole wellness empire along and hospitality. So I've branded myself as the wellologist to help you basically get well because there is a clear difference between being fit, being healthy, being well.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think you have
and then you have to know which one are you and where do you want to be.
Right. And when you talk about really listening to your body, sometimes we don't listen to our body until we get like a really sharp pain or bad pain that's nagging us. But you need to be able to sort of be in tune with your body. And I'll tell you how in tune I was with my body. When I went to the doctor, this is what I said. I said, I think I have a bladder kidney infection. That's what I said. Started asking me questions, and I was telling him this. And he said, where do you hear that? And I was telling him this. And so he says to me, well, we want to make sure. It was just on one side. So he says to me, well, normally when you get a kidney infection or something, it's usually both sides. Now, with me, I have not had it. It's never both sides. It's only been one side with me for some reason. So, he said, well, I want to make sure just in case it's not a strained muscle on the side. Now, I have had a strained muscle on the same side before, but I knew it wasn't, you know, because this one was throbbing. I was like, no, this is an infection. I can't stop this from hurting. So when they ran the test, they came back, and he's like, he just came back in the room and started smiling. He said, well, you just diagnosed your own self.
Well, that's good when you know your body because one of the things about it, we really should pay attention to our bodies because
exactly.
It talks to us long before any of that happens. You get the symptoms.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
And even before, you know, let me just do the disclaimer because before you start any of this stuff, you want to make sure that your numbers are correct. You want to make sure that you are in order to change. You know, so to facilitate your change, you want to know where you're starting from. So
I
tell everybody, go to the doctor if you haven't been. Get your blood drawn because your blood is the essence of your life. So it's going to tell
exactly.
the story of what's going on the inside of you so you now can operate correctly on the outside of you. So you always want to make sure you go check and that you are ready to
exactly.
move to another level inside of your body and listen to your body. It lets you know, especially for us entrepreneurs, you know, I hear you guys use the word grinding all the time on my grind. Cassie, I can't stand that word.
You know what? It's just a word that we, you know, that we use. And if I tell, most people that say, well, when you're in the entertainment industry, you don't, unless you are, you know, an administrative person, you really don't get to do that 9-to-5 or 8-to-4 or 7-to-3 job.
No, entrepreneurship is a whole lot different.
Yeah,
sure.
It's like all day, and I have taken calls at 1 o'clock in the morning for a gig. Hey, we need you for a gig, blah, 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 blah. And, you know,
but you know what, Cassie, you don't have to do that. See, I look at things a whole lot differently. You shouldn't even be answering your phone at 1 a.m. And
well,
that's why we are so unhealthy.
I used to.
Okay.
When I talked to you in 2014, remember late 2014 we were talking, and I don't think not that I was stressed out, but it was like, and don't get me wrong, I worked really hard to have at least 8 gigs before the new year pops in, because I'm pretty much straight. So anything else that comes and pays, there's a paying gig. So anything that comes after that, and of course we do some gigs that are free depending on what it is. But it was like I'm doing everything for everybody and not really taking care of me like I really needed to. Like I wasn't getting enough sleep. So when you on
that
the road,
was your wake up call.
I'm not getting sleep. Then you know, sometimes we'd be on the set. If there's 45 minutes before I have to be on the set, I'm in that trailer, trying to get a power nap. But what I've learned, the power nap for me doesn't really work because I need to get all my sleep in, not just a little bit in. I need to get all of it in.
Hey, Cassie, I get all my sleep in, and I take a power nap, too, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, and just to say, and I know we really have to work, so, and I understand the grind, especially being down in the DMV. So what I had to do is change my perception on the grind. So what I came up with was this. So this is my acronym for grinding, the way that we have to consistently go. It's greatness resides in nonstop determination.
Y'all gonna be writing it
that,
down.
That I get that right there. Now that is my grind because everything that I'm doing, I am determined to be great in this wellness arena. So it keeps me continually moving. So I had to change my perception on that word because when I think of the word grind, I think of pain.
Well,
so
I,
it was like
what?
Okay.
I think too when you say that. I think that you have to come back. I know for me, my thing was because I act and I do some comedy stuff and I do all, you know, other stuff, my thing, I had to come back and figure out what is it that what I'm doing, what is my main goal as a host? I want to keep people engaged. I want to keep people happy, laughing, whatever. So if laughter is supposed to be a release, then how come I'm not getting the relief? I'm not getting the relief because I'm not doing what I need to do on my end to take care of myself. So then I had to step back and say, okay, we need to step back. We've been in the game for a while now. It's like, okay, step back. Let's get some sleep in. Let's get the proper sleep in. Let's get the proper water intake in. Let's do what we need to do. So.
Right.
We're refreshed, and so that's I had to step back. So that's when I was talking to you. I was like, you know, I'm not stressed, but it's like I'm not taking vacation because I'm always working. And you know, like I went to Hawaii back here 2014, and I had 3 celebrity events. They were like sort of back to back. So they go, oh, you're going to Hawaii? Oh, you're going to have fun? But that's, you know, it's work. And there is a way for you to have work and to also make it fun. Now, with me, and this is what I always say, I talk about my white people. My white people take care of me when I'm doing events. So you get a chance to sort of get yourself together. No, but when I'm working with indie black folks, that's a different story. I'm getting a water. You know, you just, it's sort of like a lack of communication. And I don't mean, you know, I don't mean, but I'm being real. Don't let it tell all. I'm being real. The lack of communication, so you know, you sort of don't know because ain't nobody telling you nothing. You don't ask them 50 million times, and so you don't get no water. One event I did, they didn't even call my name up right. Now, mind you, I'm supposed to be the host of this event, but not only you didn't call my name up right, but now I ain't got no water. Y'all schedule jacked up, so now everything is jacked up. So you have to try to, that's stressful, very stressful when you come into an event and somebody don't have their stuff together and you sort of got to save their event. So when you're doing
well,
your
you know
job,
what, even
but,
with that, that's just the way that we work. But at the end of the day, there's we can make it simple for ourselves. You know,
exactly.
What do you have to do to make it make your day better for you, be at as weird no matter where you are? Because if you go into eating well, if you go into moving well, sleeping well, and breathing well, you will live well and think well. See, because it is just that simple. Now, we can break it down as to what you're supposed to eat, you know, how you're supposed to drink the water, the things that you're supposed to do. But it really is. Life as it relates to being well is just that simple. So when you start breaking down eating well, what does that look like? Is it the cookie cutter approach? Because most people think that, you know, in order for me to be well, look good, be skinny, or whatever it is that you're looking at, I got to eat grass. And I don't want to eat grass because, you know, eating is such a pleasurable part of life. I think that you don't have to eat grass to be well. You know, it's you have to find your formula, like what broccoli may work for me, but it may not work for you. And that's what we do here in a lot of our wellness makeover programs. We create, help you create the formula that fits into your life. So now is just not the cookie cutter lifestyle. It's your life. Because this now works for you. So even as you're going around and you're doing your events and you're hosting and you're doing the things, it's up to you to have the things that you need to make sure that you can optimize your day and be on top of your game for it. So it's totally up your well-being. Your personal well-being is truly up to you. You have to take the time. You have to make the decision, own the decision, and then work the decision, just like we had the conversation back in 2014. You have to be true to yourself and start to change slowly, because everything, for those of us that's in an unwell state, it just didn't happen overnight. So, therefore, you are not going to get well overnight. This is a process that you have to fall in love with and have some fun with it. So even as you're on your video lives and the things that you're doing, you're having fun with this. You're laughing at it. It's not that serious. You just got to have some fun with it because it's your life. Create your happiness inside of being well. It can be done, but you got to want to do it, number one, because I have some clients that don't want to do it.
They
don't want to do it.
You got to love yourself enough to want to do it. You have to embrace everything that's within you to want to make yourself better, to want to elevate to another level, to make your life better. And I know that when you say that, it's easier said when somebody's hearing it. It's always easy for you to say. It does take work, but if you really want to not stay in that rut, because see, this is what happens. People get in these ruts, and they stay in them. And it's not because, somebody's keeping me there. You're keeping yourself there. You saw how
but
to
you know
push
what, Cassie? It's not a rut. It's what we know. See, because here's the deal. What we know, which is considered our standard operating procedure, and that's what we fall back on. We fall back on what we know and what we believe. So until you start to change what you know and change your beliefs, you won't stay there. Because all the things that we taught, it becomes the sum of who we are. So we fall back on that. You know what? I fall back on what I know for sure. So until you start changing your belief system and knowing what you know for sure, because it's easy to say I don't love myself, but we love ourselves how we've been taught to love ourselves. So until you change it, you know, so it's no longer with loving yourself. Now you have to have a love affair with yourself.
Wow. Now, that's really important, y'all. You have to have a love affair with yourself. You do. You got to learn how to embrace what's in you. I don't know what any other way to say it, but you got to. And I always tell people that something you don't like about you can be taken care of to make you a better person or to make your life better. Do it. Find out
do
what
it
is.
And you know you got to find that thing. You just –
Yeah.
But you know, it's simple. You know, one simple way to do it is that, especially for women, you know how we fall in love with men, right?
Exactly.
So why can't you do that? Go through that same process for yourself, and either for other people. We won't even think twice before we go do something for other people that we love. So why can't you take that same thing that you're willing to do for any spouse, any child, your mama, your daddy, your teacher, whoever? Why can't you take that same thing and internalize it and do it for yourself? But we fall short. We stop what it becomes to ourselves, because you know why? We haven't made ourselves a priority, and we are not important to ourselves, because you will get the, you will prioritize and do the things that's important to you. So until you become a priority and important in your life, you're not going to get it done.
And that's so, I think some people have a problem with that, or they feel guilty. Like, okay, I got to take care of them first, then I can take care of me. But by the time you finish taking care of somebody else, you're so worn out that you forget to take care of yourself, because you done took care of everybody else.
You know, it's just like the airplane. You know, when you're on the airplane, what do they say? Put the mask on yourself first before you put it on your kids. If you are out of order, 9 times out of 10, your whole life is out of order anyway. It's just an up and down seesaw. You're never, you know, everybody's striving to get balance in their life. But as soon as you take your eye off the ball, things are going to fall. So you're never going to find that balance when you don't have your eye on the ball. You know, think about juggling, right?
Right.
If you're juggling, but as soon as you turn your head, what? Those balls are going to fall.
Mm.
So what is it that you have to do to keep the balls from falling? So it's no longer called balancing. It's called harmony.
I like that. I like that.
That's what you have to strive for.
Y'all better be taking notes, because this is some stuff that, this is some real stuff that you need to know. Look at your life and see where you need to maybe fill in, maybe make it better, maybe do something different. And what Candace, now you have this wellness spa. Now, I don't know what all services you have. Now, and I also seen the wonderful food, so we're going to get to that in a minute. But you also have some, that food is, y'all, she got some food up on that. She cook all that, okay? But with her wellness bar, you have different types of services. So what type of services do you have for your bar?
All right, we have, you know, your normal stuff when you talk about your massages, your facials, reflexology. You know, those are the things that we normally do when it's special. But I think that it should be incorporated into your everyday life. Should you get a massage every day? No. But, you know, some people may get them once a year. It has such healing benefits. So we definitely have the massages. You know, do it once a year, then do it twice a year, then do it a quarter, so you can get to doing it for yourself once a month. You know, so it's important. So we have the facials, reflexology. We just started up with acupuncture. So for all the things that the spa services that we go look to have, we actually offer it here in-house, you know, that you come. And, of course, we have, you know, the bed and breakfast itself. I say what we have to offer is some relaxation, some inspiration, some motivation, some education. But, and if you dare step into my personal world, some perspiration. So it's all the things that we deemed as a de-stress zone. Like, you can come in, and we're right in the neighborhood where you can just de-stress, where you can take a minute and come grab your calm and take it back into your life. Because, like you said, we're in constant motion, we're constant working, and we don't take a minute to just be still.
Exactly.
You know, so either we do it once a year. So Purnaphoria offers you that space where you can actually come in once a month and just have some girl time, me time, together time, because if you go to purenephoria.com, mm-hmm. you'll see all the packages that we have. We have a date night package. So it depends on what it is that you need for the moment that
mm-hmm.
you're in to take it so you can prepare yourself for your next moment.
See, I like that. I like that. So if any of you all are in the DMV area, you don't even have to be in the DMV area. Because, you know, most spas, people go away to them. Like, you go all the way to Arizona to a spa. I have. So you go all the way, you know, somewhere else. This is one of these spas, Fort Washington, that you need to try to get to and try out these services because they are amazing. And, of course, now, Candace, you have been showcasing these smoothies. And even though I have my own thing of smoothies that I do, but I have been literally, like, when you come and you're talking about it, I am literally with a pen and a pad. I'm writing the ingredients down.
You know, and those are part of the Candace Camille. So that's the whole Allologist platform. You know, and I probably need to be clear not to mix it too, because coming to Pure Nephoria doesn't mean that you're going to get the smoothie or either what I call, you know, those type of ice creams, because they're actually specialty ice creams, healthy specialty ice creams, protein ice creams that I actually started to make for my clients. I did a ice cream intervention because they were all, we did it on Facebook too. I'm like, have y'all lost your mind? You're in here talking about Rocky Road ice cream in front of me?
I
wanted to come up with.
I saw it. You did one, I think it was with, was it squash? Not squash.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yes. And I was like, look at this madness. And you were saying, I thought, okay, well, let me play this over so I can get the ingredients. And because I'm into, for me, I mean, everybody does something different. But I'm into my teas, but I use
mm-hmm.
certain teas that are good for me. I'm into my spices. I have learned within the past maybe 15, almost 20 years now, how to use my spices because I can't really have, like, salt substitute and the sodium content. So
mm-hmm.
I've learned how to use them, and I can season pretty much anything, and you will never know that I didn't put any salt in it. It's seasoned that well, you know, because I know
and
I can't have
that. And that's what you're tasting. Yeah, and that's what you're tasting your food. You know, over years, and especially in our culture, you know, we add everything to it. So you really
mm-hmm.
never got a chance to taste what the food tastes like. So I don't use any seasoning as it relates to that other than, you know, going to buy the fresh garlic, going to buy the fresh basil
exactly.
or the thyme or the rosemary and do the things. I actually do a class calling Cooking with Options so you can know how to – If you are, most of the time, if you're a processed eating junk food, and I say that's bad food, so we show
yes,
you how to go from bad to good to better to best. So this
mm-hmm.
way, because that's what gets you well, is not so much a reduction or you're taking things out to eat. You just learn how to eat better, best foods, and that's how you have to move over. So you go
exactly.
from... However, if you're cooking your chicken one way, to learning how to cook that same piece of chicken, but a better chicken, all the way up to organic chicken, and cook it a
mm-hmm.
better way where it's still going to give you that feeling. See, because one of the things about eating, I think eating should be orgasmic. And yes, I said orgasmic.
You know what? I'm with you on that, too. Because I think that you really want to know what your foods are. And I think now what I've been doing for years now is that I pretty much make everything. You know, back in the day I would take the kids, you know, to Popeyes or somewhere like that every now and then. But I cook most of the time. But now, since I have a little bit more time in that area because, you know, my kids are grown, I actually – cook when I started getting involved with some of these little cooking shows. I actually make everything for, like, you know, down to my guacamole and my salsa
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Your videos.
Yes, I make it.
Well, you
yeah,
know what? You know, and this is true what you're doing because as an entrepreneur of us owning our own businesses, and I talked
mm-hmm.
about this today too, that it's, you know, with creating menus, I do a wellness makeover weekend from Thursday to Sunday where you actually
mm-hmm.
can come and stay with me and learn. You know the food that you see? You actually, those are for clients that have come in here on the wellness makeover for the 4 days that learn how to cook those foods, make those foods. So you're here with me for these 4 days. You get your three meals, all your snacks, all the workout, all the wellness
right.
coaching, and you go back, you take it back into your life, and then you release some weight in the process. I think the most weight any of my clients ever lost through that program was from Thursday to Sunday was 12 pounds. So
okay.
those are the meals that you see me making that I post, that's what those meals are for. I'm just creating different menus for the clients that's going to come in. But one of the things I posted about today was that as an entrepreneur, we're working for ourselves. We're our own boss.
That's true.
So how come
that's
we
true.
Are the most unhealthiest people when you have the time to just stop in the middle of your day and make sure that you're taking care of you. You are
mm-hmm.
in charge of you. You are in charge of everything. So why aren't you stopping? Like I stopped in the middle of the day and the meal that I did today. You know, every meal that you see is like, okay, it's lunchtime. So I'm going
mm-hmm.
to come and go and cook these meals. I call them 15-minute flash meals because that's how long it takes me to cook them.
Wow.
So it's like you do this, but one of the things about it is preparation is key.
Yeah.
And I just want everybody to know that 80% of your body, how it looks, how you talk, how you react, how you treat people, how you sleep, it all has to do with what you eat.
Yeah.
Woo.
You hit that. You hit that on the button, and on top of that, is that you have to make sure of what you eat. And I'm, you know what, between you and me doing my research and being around to some of the best chefs in the world, learning the healthy ones that are telling me this is what you need and this is what you don't need. I used to buy olive oil, but I was buying the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to smell the olive oil. If it smells like fruit, it's got that fruit smell to it, and it says it's from, you know, you look at the date and where it's actually from. You don't want to buy if it's packed in. That means it could be from several different countries, so you don't know where it's from. You know, those are things that you have to look for to get the right one. And fortunately, it's not the popular ones that you see on TV, like Bertone. It's not the popular ones. It's actually one
mm-hmm.
that you don't want to say off-brand name because it's not. It's just they're a little higher. You know, some of them.
But not only
low.
That, you want to try to stay as local as possible.
Right. You know.
You know
you
because
can
and that's what it is when you talk about the yes.
Right. You can get California
when you talk about the off-brand. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So. You know, I've learned just within my food groups what I need to have. It's just funny how when you start sitting back and learning what foods work for you. Like, who knew,
yes,
if you think about it, that papaya and pineapple is a healing fruit that heals tissue? Who knew?
Not only does it heal tissue, you know, pineapple with the bromelain in it especially is one of the biggest inflammation reductors, but papaya, it has so many enzymes in it for your digestive
yes.
system, you know, that it's amazing. And not only the papaya itself, but the seed of the papaya, those
mm-hmm.
little black seeds in it got so much power till it's ridiculous. as to what in it. But you have to think about it. When I was being healed, because I am a cancer conqueror, and I when I was doing research about getting well, one of the things that always came back to was that the only way to heal the body is through nutrition and movement. So I started reading everything there was to know about food. Do you know a book that I still refer to this day? Everybody needs to have it on their shelf, Back to Eden.
That seems like they have several books out, but I don't know if I've actually looked at that one.
Well, that's the old one. You know, my pages is turning yellow because it talk about eating from the earth. So we're even talking about in biblical times, you know, and what was good for us and how they survive and the things. It's still prevalent to this day because it all goes back to eating more plants
and
vegetables.
That's true. But you know what? You know what's funny about that is that I was raised down south, so everything I ate came out the garden. You know, we didn't really Grandma went to the store, but we didn't even get the eggs like out of the grocery store. We went to like a little country store and had flax. You know what I'm saying? So we ate everything from the garden, whether it was corn, potatoes, squash, okra, whatever. It all came from the garden. Watermelon. cantaloupe. I didn't get.
You're going to be able to get your food out of the computer. That's the technological age that we're going in through, you know, and that's what it is. So, as I'm looking at all the new gadgets and the stuff that's going on, you know, we have become a society of convenience, but we also become a society of sick people.
But that's because they add so much junk. Like, Back in 9/11, when everything just went crazy, and it was talking about all this stuff, that was a stressful time for me. And I remember I was popping extra strength Excedrin like it was crazy because I had these headaches. I didn't know where it came from. And I decided to go to the doctor. When I went to the doctor, that's when he said, "Do you want to die?" He sort of looked at me like he was crazy. "What do you mean?" I said, "I have headaches, you know, so I'm thinking, man, I hope it's not a tumor or something he's talking about." And he says, "No, you have high blood pressure." And never had high blood at all until I walked within his office, and he was like, "Do you want to die?" And that's what he was telling me then. He said, "You know, from now on, you don't eat nothing out the can no more." And I remember when I was at home growing up, I didn't eat anything out the can. Not even jam, because my mom canned every daggone thing. Okay, so not even jelly. Not even pickles, because my mom canned them. No, I know how, because I had to wash those mason jars for her, so that's how I know.
But you know what? We got, you know, and again, we can't go back, even though those times were so much better when we talk about, you know, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. But we have to find a happy medium so we can be well.
Exactly.
We are dying off in droves. I mean, diabetes is so prevalent, heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol. Now, all these diseases are preventable. You know, we are eating ourselves to death. Because all of those diseases, those chronic diseases that we have that's killing us, is come by way of what we're eating. So is what we're putting into our mouths. You know, I hear people saying, you know, they're going to eat and be happy, and all they got to do is take a pill, or they're okay with body parts being cut off because they don't want to stop eating cake. You know, so it's four ways. I think at last, I looked up, it was 420 million people globally that was suffering from diabetes. And over here in America, I think it was 1.5 million of us suffering from diabetes due to obesity and being overweight. That comes by of what we put in our mouth.
Exactly. You're right. I think people are just not being conscious about what they eat and how they eat. And learning, and I just think for me, I had to really learn. I used to watch Dr. Oz and on end, and I actually started sitting down and taking notes. you know, when he started talking about the tomatoes and the lycopene and the tomatoes and all these things that I did not know. And so once I started taking notes and looking at what would fit me, that sort of turned my I was never a junk food junkie anyway, but that sort of changed my eating habits a little differently, you know, because even though I ate salad, I started putting more raw vegetables into my diet every day.
Good.
And I think with me, because I was already eating healthy, it wasn't that hard for me to do. Now, with some people, if they're not used to eating healthy all the time, then that would be hard. For me, it wasn't really
that hard. Well, I don't think it's
hard,
though. You know, I don't think it's hard, Cassie. I think that it's your perception on it. If you're perceiving it to be hard or painful, that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what it is. But you have to be willing. I think some of us are just not open. So we just
right.
have to get open to change, because at the end of the day, change is better if you're willing to go that route. But, you
exactly.
know, like you said, you knew better. Knowledge is power. You know, but you're one of the ones that now I know, so I'm going to do better. But most of
mm-hmm.
us know better. We just don't do better. And that's what's going on. So if you figure 7 out of 10 of us know better, but we're not doing better, according
I
to
think
statistics.
Everybody thinks that if they catch on to, because, you know, we got these fad diets now. So I think people say, oh, well, I'm going to try that diet. Now, here's what I have to say. Just because that diet worked for that person, that diet may not work for you. So you really do have to figure out what works for your body in order for you to maybe lose weight, for you to get healthier, for your skin to clear up, all those
but
things.
But you know
what?
Diets, you know, when I look at diets, I look at the first three letters in diet. What does it say?
Die. Exactly.
Die. You keep on
mm-hmm.
doing that, that's exactly what's going to happen.
But you don't,
now, the
exactly.
diet is definitely going to, if you stop eating, you take food out, or you think you're
mm-hmm.
going to drink your way into a smoothie, you know, for 10 days or a month, yes, you're going to lose weight. But
right.
you know what? Losing weight is just like losing your keys. Eventually, you're going to find it back. If you don't go the route to try to learn how to get well, to, you know, if you get well, weight loss is the bonus to being well. But if you
exactly.
go on these crazy diets that they have and, you know, taking all this stuff and these shots, just look at it this, you're not going to do it for the rest of your life because it wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be healthy. But as soon as you stop that, what did we talk about earlier? You're going to go right back to your standard operating procedure.
Exactly.
Your standard operating procedure is not drinking green juice every day. So as soon as you get
That's
to
right.
the point of your 10-day, your 20-day, or whatever that goal is, because one of the things about diets and goals of a diet has an expiration date. If you
exactly.
don't have a plan to do something when you're done with those things, you're going to fall back on what you know. What was
mm-hmm.
your standard operating procedure, your belief, your behaviors before you started this thing? That's why most of us are just a yo-yo. We start these diets, we lose weight, we go back to what we know. We gain more weight than we start. We start another diet, we lose weight, but you're not thinking. What are
exactly.
you doing to your internal organs?
Now that's deep. I don't know if we have any callers that have questions for Candace, but if you do, the number to call is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. So like I said, if you got any questions that you want to ask the wellologist, this is the time to get your questions in, and I'm quite sure after hearing the information tonight, whatever you all probably got going on, she can probably answer that question for you and give you some great advice. Ms. Jen, I know the lines are lit up, but do we have anybody in the caller queue?
The lines are lit up. They are truly lit up, but everybody's just sitting back, even on the chat board, they're just sitting back, soaking up all the information, just like me. I'm soaking up. I'm doing a little something.
Yeah, they're soaking up. One of our Facebook Live lot of people. Sure, she said she says we have to grow our own crops. And on top of that, it's mainly about how much intake you put into the digestive system. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, just like anything else, calories in, calories out, you have to go with what. So she's talking about overage. So, again, mm-hmm. talking about your digestive system and what's going on with it. So, again, you don't want to overload it. And again, that's why we have the things like diverticulitis and IBS and, you know, the acid reflux and the things that's going on. And she's absolutely right. You have to be very careful about what you're putting in and then how you're putting it in. Because a lot of the times we are eating on the run. So we have so much air and stuff. We very rarely take a moment to just sit down and enjoy your meal. Like, just make this an experience, like this pleasurable experience. We're eating on the run. We're talking. So all of those things allow air and stuff to get into our system that makes it difficult for us to digest foods down. So you have to know, again, knowing your body, how to do it, what you're doing, how you're putting it in, and how much are you putting in. So even if you look at the plates over here in America, you know, you got these 10, 12-inch plates, and we fill them up. And that's considered like a meal.
That is so floored to me because why would you – that's a lot of food. That on that size of a plate, that's a whole lot of food. But people on the norm – eat like that. You go into a black household, that whole plate is over top, especially when they come to church functions. They topping chicken, they getting every meat that's on the table, every salad that's on the table, potato salad, they getting every dessert, whether it's different types of pies and banana pudding. They getting, some of them leaving there with 4 and 5 plates. So, and they're eating that. You know.
It's amazing. But again, you fall back on what you know. That's how we ate as we grew up. You know what I mean? So, again, not knowing that is good for us. You know, you're looking at your stomach protruding, you know. You're looking at your gaining weight. You're looking at your unhealthy. You're looking at you can't breathe. You're feeling like you cannot go up a flight of steps without being short of breath.
Exactly.
And not making the correlation or the connection that it has a lot to what you put in your mouth. Because we're taught, like I heard you say, you know, if you do this thing in moderation, you will, you know, you will be okay. And I just happen to disagree with moderation. I literally, again, another one of my changed my perceptions on a word. And I changed moderation to mindful. Because I watched these young ladies go around a buffet one day, and as they were filling their plate, they were talking to each other. You know, I'm minding other people's business, but I was listening. And she just was going around the buffet thing and putting a little. She was like, "Girl, they said you can just eat in moderation. You can put a little bit of this and a little bit of that." But she moderated herself all the way around that buffet till she had a plate full of food that you can feed about 4 people. So that made me change how I spoke to my clients about eating. In moderation, I want you to eat mindfully.
Exactly.
I want you to
eat
so you feel. It makes sense to me. And I was like, no, I'm going to have to change that a little bit because of just, and again, taking her perception on what moderation meant. She took it to mean that I can get, as long as I was taking a little bit of everything. Let me say that again.
Everything that
it was okay to eat and that she was doing something healthy. So I was like, okay, so I need to change that a little bit. So as I talk to people, I say be mindful because I want you to think about it because you really have to think well to be well. So
I'm going to start using mindful versus to moderation, even though if I go out to a place, I'm only going to get what I know I can eat. And the thing is, I don't worry about if I can't eat it all because I'll just box it up and take it home. And it used to be when you go to restaurants, especially if you go to an expensive restaurant and you buy something that's expensive, it's good, and you can't eat it, you'd be like, I got to try to eat all. No, you don't. Why stress yourself? You hurt yourself when you try to, you know you can't eat anymore and you're still packing it in. That's just, you're just making yourself miserable.
What I tell people to do is, even on that, like when you're eating out and you know that, sometimes when I go out, I will automatically split it in half and tell them already to give me a box to take home.
I do that even as they come.
You know, and that's just my own, what I always say, I'm going to leave, you know, 5 or 6 bites on the plate as you do
right.
it. But again, your belly and your brain let you know when you are full. You just have to learn
exactly.
how to listen to it.
Exactly.
I eat a little something before I leave home.
And so for a lot of times I may not even be hungry. You know, I may drink some water. I'd rather drink some water, you know. And then if it's too late when I come back, I usually don't eat anything if it's really too late. If it is, sometimes I have like Jell-O in the refrigerator, like little small cups of Jell-O that I made. So
now's definitely a time to eat a smoothie.
Yeah, but I try not to. If it's really late, I don't really want that much. I just want just
okay.
a little bit, you know. And I really work harder now to get all my water in by 7 o'clock at night, because what I've learned is that I don't like getting up. Like I'd be in a good sleep, and all of a sudden, right? And then something says you got to get up. And it won't let me go back to sleep until I have to, you know, go. And I'm like, you know what, you're really getting on my nerves. So I'll be fighting with the sleep. So
you know what?
I had to find something, you know, to make this work, okay? So
drinking a cup of water before you go to bed, it actually lowers your blood pressure while you sleep. So that's one of those things. But you want to try to get your water intake in before 9 o'clock so you don't have to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, because it truly do break your sleep. So that's a good practice that you're doing to do. So I try to be finished drinking all I'm going to drink by 9 o'clock. So, you know, I normally eat by 6, 7 o'clock, and I will drink an hour after I eat, because you really
uh-huh.
should not be drinking while you're eating. You should be drinking either half an hour before you eat or an hour after you eat, because it changes the enzymes in your digestive system in it. And you also should be drinking room temperature water versus cold water. You should never drink cold water ever.
You know what? A lot of people say drink cold water, but I like cold water. But that's not something that I want to drink all the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind if it's cool. If it's cool, I'm good with that. But I don't really want cold water.
Well, you have to know why, though, because if you think of cold water, it's even for cold water, people that chew on ice chips, like, what is it really doing to you? Just think about it. If you take an ice cube and put it on your skin, it's going to numb it up, right?
Right,
because
it's
so cold, it's going to freeze it.
That's what with me, it makes you more like you're sitting eating the ice, and it just makes you even thirstier than what you're already doing.
Do you know why it's doing that, though?
I think because
what's happening is, in other words, the ice is cold, so your body has to work very, very hard to get it back to body temperature. So it's working, so it's spinning, so you want more. That's why when you get more thirstier when you drink cold water or cold anything.
Exactly.
That's what's happening with that. But when you drink it, what it's doing to your organs, though, in your stomach, you know, it's actually freezing them. So the ice is sort of just sitting there.
And that's why I just like my water to be cool, and I don't want it to be cold. I don't want it to be cold, like, you know. As long as it's nice and cool and it comes from the faucet, I'm sort of good with that. Whereas, like, my sons, you know, they were playing football and all that stuff, you know, they Gatorade or, you know, they want the water, you know, cold, not with ice in it,
well,
as long as you have, like, cold water.
Now, in sports medicine, though, cold water, they look at it as it's speeding your metabolism. You actually, for a cup of cold water, it actually burns 9 calories. So
exactly.
when you finish exercises, when you drink that cold water, the same thing applies. You're burning calories because your body's starting to spin.
Okay.
You know, so it's certain
times.
And I
think that makes sense. That sort of makes sense because, I mean, when your body is like that, it does have to have a cooling mechanism. So I think that does make sense, but I had to really just figure out what to do. So I was like, okay, I don't want to be getting up in the night and going to the bathroom because once I changed my habit, then I could get my sleep in. But when I started piling in on that water, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm up, you know, from 10 o'clock every other hour. I'm almost like, wait a minute, this is not how this is supposed to work. You know, and it's sort of like more to turn you off from water. So I had to do something different so I would not be losing sleep. You know, it's okay when I'm up and, you know, and then it's not good if you're on a set working and you're doing a line. You can't be like, oh, can y'all break for a minute because I got to go use the bathroom.
Well, again,
that goes to
you have to get it in where you fit it in. That relates to, you know, the intake that you have to take. That relates to the exercises that you have to do. There's no rhyme or reason which you should do this thing. It's all a myth. It works inside of your day. You got 24 hours to get it in. So you get it in where you fit it in. The reason why,
exactly,
for those of us that's trainers is in this arena, we tell you to do it in the morning so your brain won't talk you out of it. So this way, you know, you've gotten it done. You know, you've gotten it done. If you're not in a space like me, there's a day that go by that I don't move because I have conditioned myself to do this. But when you talk about your day getting away from you or you start walking inside of your day, that's something you will easily let go. So it's good to get it out of the way in the morning. Not only that, it makes you refreshed and energy. I mean, I can go on and on of the benefits of doing it in the morning, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. You know, like for here, like I'm getting off this line, I got to do my plank talk challenge because I haven't done it today on my own. So I will do it before I go to bed because I've conditioned myself to do that. So until you get yourself into a place of conditioning where it doesn't matter where you are, that you're going to get this done, then it's best to do it in the morning. So this way it's done, get it out of the way, you know. So, again, that's why, again, back to the plank talk challenge. You got a minute, get up, fall on the floor, pray, meditate, plank, you're done. Drink some water, and you've covered half your day.
Got to do it. Well, you know what? It's been great having you on the show. Now, I'm getting ready. My Facebook Live people, I'm getting ready to go out, but I'm going to come right back in. So just hang tight. So when you see a thing, just come on back in. But we've had this awesome, awesome time talking with you and just doing all this, you know, seriously, health talk. And we need to have more of these. I would like for you to come back and just talk about this because I think a lot of people don't know. It's a lot of things that people do not know. Even I'm a health fanatic, but I'm still learning other things too that can help me. So I think
absolutely,
we still need to have, you know, those type of again.
By
so
all
we're
means,
bring you back.
I would love to come back. Yes.
Well,
for those that want to get in touch with me, they actually can hit me up at The Wellologist. I am at The Wellologist on all social media platforms and Candace Camille on Facebook. And also they can go to my website, CandaceCamille.com. to look to actually, for everybody that's listening today, if you go to CandiceCamille.com, I actually have a free e-book, my smoothie recipe book on there that you can actually download. So some of those smoothies that, you know, Cassie was talking about, you can actually see them, you know, in this book. So head on over to CandiceCamille.com and download the smoothie e-book. It's free.
Yay!
See, that I like.
All right, man, we got to get up out of here now. You all, we've had a great, great conversation tonight with Candice Camille, the wellologist. We will be bringing her back. Please, I'm going to see if I can put that information out there so you all can go to her website and get her ebook on her smoothies. Her smoothies are fantastic, and plus she has great information. So with that being said, we're going to make sure we do that. But, folks, we have enjoyed you all. We thank you all for tuning into our show. So I want to thank everybody from all around the world who tune in to us every Monday nights at 8:30 and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. We appreciate you, and we love you. It has been real. We're getting ready to roll up out of here. All my Facebook Live people, thank you all for hanging in there with us and coming back in. So we're getting ready to close out. Candice, thank you once again for coming on the show. We'll be bringing you back because, girl, summertime is kicking in. So, yeah, we need some more talking about that.
Oh, yes, we got to get our body tights. Absolutely.
Exactly. And I will be on day two tomorrow of my plank challenge, okay? That's Camille busting me out.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, Camille. Thank you.
Good night. You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Always. Good night. Always. All right, folks, we're getting ready to roll up out of here. Miss Jenna getting ready to do her thing. And once again, we thank you all for tuning in to the show. It has been such a pleasure of you all hanging out with us tonight. But guess what? We will be back on Thursday, okay? Be back on Thursday live, and, of course, I will be on day two of my Plank Talk Challenge, okay? So with that being said, we appreciate you. Miss Jenna, I'll holler at you on Thursday, girlfriend. I don't know, you got a quick minute to get an encouraging word in real quick, Miss Jenna, since we on countdown, father.
Let me hit you off. Let me hit you off real quick. It's Monday. It's Monday. We got to give you some motivation. As we go through the journey of life, we must remember that the impressions we leave behind will define who and what we are. They are just as individual as the path we have chosen to walk. So leave good impressions wherever you go.
Woo, I like that. I like that. Y'all didn't take no notes. I don't know what's wrong with you, but look, feel free to go back and listen to this show. You can watch it on my Facebook, on Facebook Live. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ladies tell all. And click on the link and listen to our show that you missed. So with that being said, folks, we will see you all on Thursday. So this is your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime in the ATL, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chalk and Drop. We out of here. Peace.
For the night, understand it's kinda late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Blessed, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. I, oh, yeah. trouble gon' happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn on.